with Jim and Seb is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down,
welcome to that podcast.
What are we talking about? We are talking about this whole troll farm thing. Maggie Wilson, keywords, expose. Is this ringing a bell?
Medyo, but I,
as in absolutely wala kang context.
The only thing I know is that Maggie Wilson was dating a guy, right? Or was married to a guy, and then the guy was ginagago siya?
Parang yung last na naging hot issue, yung couple, Maggie Wilson, who was a model.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she's still a model, but she was a prominent model nung ano natin, nung mga panahon natin.
Iba siya kay James Deacon.
Why would you even think of James Deacon?
I don't know.
I think James Deacon runs like a Facebook motor. Car thing?
The car.
Oh. Parang cancellation fest.
And yeah, I don't want to say it.
I don't even
want to say it. I don't know if that's him.
Hindi siya yung ex-husband.
Ah, yun. That's what I thought.
The ex-husband, something about real estate.
Okay.
It's always one of those, you know.
Hmm.
Well, you know, we're just here. We're spectators. They have aired their dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to talk about it.
Oh.
So what happened in the past, before we go to this troll farm thing.
Mm.
Troll farm. Wait lang, ang hirap ng position ka. Sorry, we are recording in bed.
Masakit sa likod, pero masaya.
Ah, okay. Wake up with Jim and Sab. Okay. So, what happened was, parang nagpo-post siya on Instagram stories. This was like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Na parang ine-evict siya dun sa house. Which was, I guess, built by the ex-husband.
Okay.
And then parang because she had a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So,
while they're married?
Parang separated na sila.
Okay.
Pero sinampahan siya ng kaso. Kasi there's a law about
it. I know. Well, this is the wake-up pod naman. Mm-hmm. So, can you educate us guys like about that? Like, because we know a couple of people who they're not together na, and like they're always advised na pwede kang kasuhan, right?
Kasi walang divorce dito eh. Lalo alam ko sa pagkakaalam ko, lalo na if you're a girl, sucks.
Pwede, yeah, but basically parang pwede kang kasuhan of criminal charges, right?
If you're dating another person.
Yeah, parang I don't know.
So anyway,
please educate us kasi kinatamad kami ng ChatGPT.
They've been parang public battle. They share a kid, which is really like heartbreaking kasi ang gulo.
Mm.
And then she has been like parang nag-cover na siya sa magazine, correct me if I'm wrong, with the new guy. So talagang ganun na.
Mm.
Not hiding it anymore. And I think, and this ex-husband has another girl na girlfriend and has a kid na with a new girl.
Okay.
So, anyway, fast forward to, there was this trending thing over the last week. Now, Maggie Wilson is doing what so many journalists have been trying to do for so long. Which is bring down a whole network of trolls.
Okay.
Pretty wild, right? Want to know more about it? I'll read from this very
from this troll farm.
a very parang in-depth report from 8list.ph. I like this website.
Mm.
Anyway, so the 34-year-old model and businesswoman is single-handedly exposing content creators who were allegedly paid to join an online smear campaign against her and her lifestyle company, Akasa Manila. So there were these TikTokers na, as in same script. Nagsistart sa, habang nag-scroll ako sa Instagram, nakita ko yung story ni Maggie Wilson. Tapos parang, parang siyang, it was a game of telephone na, alam mo yung bubulungan ka, tapos re-repeat mo, tapos bubulungan ka. Like yung, parang napunta na sa parang mali na yung pronunciation nung pangalan niya, nung pangalan ng business niya.
Wait, sorry, yung pass, you mean pass the message.
Oh, ganun.
Ganun. So, ganun. Kaya na-dilute na yung brief. Na wala parang, yung
habang nag-scroll ako sa Instagram, nakita ko ang story ni Maggie Wilson at yung company niya na Ocoso Manila or something like that. Na iba na yung company name. Parang Lonnie. Parang gano'n.
Okay.
Linya-linya.
Okay.
So, basically, sinisaraan yung company
What
niya.
Is the company?
Akasa Manila. I'm not sure what it is. It says it's a lifestyle company. Okay. Parang tas may sinashare silang screenshot of the person who was allegedly scammed.
Okay.
Gets? So, you know those TikTokers?
They're saying na, may na parang, scamming, this company is a scammer.
Yeah, parang nag-scroll ako ng Instagram, nakita ko na parang meron palang nagre-reklamo na na-scam siya ng company ni Maggie Wilson.
Shit, okay? Scary.
Sabay, nag-expose nga si Maggie Wilson on her Instagram stories.
Oh.
In-expose niya na each of these TikTokers, marami sila.
Oh. These are real people with real accounts.
Real people with real accounts.
So may troll TikTokers na.
I mean, these are the same people who were posting about you know who.
Oh, gets.
Spreading disinformation.
Okay.
So anyway, each of them.
How do these troll TikTokers get followers though?
Well, they post a lot. I think, you know, trending stuff. I really don't know. You got them. Hindi ko alam. Kasi weird pa eh. Hindi
sila ng mga Seth Godin.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
Yung idol ni Ali ng mukhang hotdog.
Who's that? Sino yun? Wait. I need context. Should I Google who this is?
He wrote what the purple he? Cow.
So like our I googled him, Jim. Ano ba?
Ano ba?
That's mean.
No, I'm not being mean.
Take it back.
I take it back. Nee, kasi I told Ali din kasi na he appears on a lot of podcasts and he's always like, I make my tea out of only fermented beans.
No way.
Ganon, very, very, you know.
Well, good for him.
Okay.
Anyway, so para siyang marketing guru ganun.
Yeah. Okay.
Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podtron community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as live coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Panjo and Vito?
Took you a while.
Talagang literally nagja-jamming kami ni Panjo and Vito and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa.
Yay.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, so para siyang marketing guru nun.
Yeah.
Okay. So while nag-post siya ng screenshot, so the screenshot is like a group chat. So merong whistleblower. Ang hirap to.
Okay.
May whistleblower dun sa group chat.
Okay.
Okay? Gets okay. mo?
Yeah.
So may group chat.
Paano nakapasok si Maggie Wilson sa group chat?
May whistleblower nga.
So nagsumbong siya kay Maggie?
Parang mole.
Okay, paano? Anong
so,
sinabi?
So may screenshots of the group chat na parang it's like a guy looking for TikTokers.
Okay.
Parang TikTok promotional whatever.
Fuck.
And then sabi niya, nitong si Sendrihas yung name niya.
Anong chat?
Facebook,
messaging app.
Facebook
group. So he started a Facebook group.
Facebook
with different
group chat.
TikTokers.
I think it's an existing group chat of TikTok Bayaran.
TikTok Bayaran.
Yes.
Damn.
So yan. LF looking for 3 million followers and up for projects with TF. DM me. Thank you. At everyone.
So FYI, sorry. I should cut the story again. Sa mga Facebook group, I don't know why, napadpad ako sa isang cellphone. You know, yung you have
group
these,
or group chat?
Group.
This is a chat.
I know.
Okay.
Sa sideline lang.
Okay.
Side kwento. Do you know na yun na parang tema sa mga cellphone groups?
Ano?
Like, people post, like, pictures of their feet and money.
Mm-hmm.
Not, okay, so not their feet.
That's why you're part of that group. What are you looking for, Jim?
They post, like, wads of cash. Like, wads of cash. And then they're saying, like, hahanap ako ng cellphone. Willing buyer.
Hindi ko get. Tapos ko sama yung paa nila.
Hindi pa. Ang gagagulo ko. Kamay. Kamay.
Namurong naka-sandwich sa paa.
There's sobrang daming cash. Tapos nakasulat, parang willing buyer.
Labo.
I guess it's to prove na it's a legit buyer. But it's like a lot of cash.
Yeah, but
it's
can't like, you just like right-click, save that, and post it again?
Ito kasi like parang they have 200,000 pesos. Ganun.
Oh. Parang sumali dyan sa group na yun.
Anyway, I'll go. Anyway, sorry.
So yun na nga, 3 million followers, 8KTF, sino pwede? Looking for 3 million followers, DM me now na, baka maunahan kayo. And then, so ganun ka na kayo mga followers ng mga to.
Grabe.
Well, not all of them. I think some of them were like,
pero I mean,
2 million.
3 million?
I can't even imagine. Like,
God damn.
Well, they do, they are part of a troll
thing. Think it is a no-no? Parang, do we dare, like, explore the dark recesses of
I can't. I'm not. I'm not in the
TikTok troll.
Trolls. Trolley.
Trolf.
I don't have the capacity.
So anyway, you should do it one day.
So ito na nga. Ang pangalan na naging ano na? Naging bagong group chat na. Siguro ito yung mga nag-DM. Okay? Trigger warning. The following message contains content about suicide. Every 45 seconds, someone takes their life. An estimated 703,000 people a year worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. It's a heart-wrenching statistic, but we can make a difference together. Take a few moments today to reach out to your friends and loved ones. Sometimes it takes a simple, how are you feeling, to show you care. If you're unsure how to start, visit bit.ly/podkidsmentalhealth. Thank you to our friends from Mental Health PH for these valuable resources. Remember, if you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health, it's okay to seek help. You are not alone, and you are deeply loved. Reach out, talk to someone, and let's support each other through these challenging times. Now, back to the show. So ito na nga. Ang pangalan na naging ano na, naging bagong group chat na. Siguro ito yung mga nag-DM. Okay? It's called Bene Project, yung pangalan ng group. Because of the guy named... This is all alleged. I'm reading off 8list.ph. So don't slap us with a lawsuit or anything. A certain Benedict Paredes allegedly hired the content creators and fed them the script. I'll read you the message. Ha? Important instruction. Please read the script first para maintindihan mabuti ang gagawin. Hindi kailangan word by word ay sabihin... Pwedeng magbigay ng reaction katulad ng grabe naman no o
oh
nakakagulat talaga ito.
God.
Kailangan ng personal na adlib o ito ang tinatawagan na mga words na wala dito pero ang mga reaction o words ay makakapagpaganda at pagmumukhang tunay at descript laman ng sinasabi. Influencer, magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Your Name. At sa video na ito, pag-uusapan natin ang controversial na issue tungkol sa Akasa, isang negosyo na pag-aari ni Maggie Wilson. May mga tanong ba kayo kung scam ang Akasa? Sa video na ito, aalamin natin ang mga akusasyon, blah, 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 blah. Ganon, script.
Okay.
So, ayun na nga. Tapos meron pang isa ending is hashtag give back the money, hashtag whiny Wilson, hashtag lagot si magot.
Grabe naman.
Wild. So nag-send ng mga video
bakit
draft.
Bakit lagot si magot?
Maggie. Yung ko, labo.
Sabi na labo.
Hindi kasi pwedeng wagi si Maggie. So anyway, ang labo kasi nag-send sila ng video drafts, ito namang si Benedict Paredes in-approve. Malamang hindi pa nanood.
Hindi nag-proofread.
Kasi pare-pareho. Anyway, so ayun na nga. Can I ipi-play para lang makita mo, Jim, kung gano'n ka pare-pareho?
Galit na galit yung mga tigyawat ko ngayon. Gaya ng mga tao sa inyo. Tulad itong akasa na pagmamayari ni Maggie. Ano
ba mga be? Habang nag-i-scroll ako sa Instagram kanina.
Alam nyo ba guys, habang nag-scroll ako sa Instagram, nakita ko yung story ni Maggie Wells. Ano ba guys, habang nag-i-scroll ako sa Instagram, nakita
ko... Nag-i-scroll ako sa IG ko, nakita ko yung...
Habang nag-i-scroll ako dito sa TikTok, mga kaula, may nakita akong na-spam.
So anyway, get it? Wild, right?
Oh my God.
So pinost ni Maggie yung mga yon. Tapos ito yung sabi niya. Ito yung sabi niya, Jim. To all the content creators, organizers, and others that participated in this campaign, we have all your names and many of your IDs, places of work, school, etc. Even if the videos were deleted, many have messaged trying to pass the blame on others. Please DM... at I am Tim Connor, yun yung boyfriend niya, on Instagram with all screenshots of messages from your managers, friends, and others that instructed you on the campaign.
Shit, Asti.
Once we receive it, we will decide whether to include you in our legal action through the criminal justice system. We encourage you to present this within the next 24 hours.
Oh!
Wild. So, sunod-sunod sila.
Nagano?
Kung napanood niyo po yung mga videos na in-upload ng mga content creators tungkol kay Maggie Wilson, yes po, scripted po talaga siya. And meron po kaming iisang script. And
so yun, everyone like came forward with different apologies.
About pala sa pinost po kanina, about doon sa Casa Manila, miss po, scripted po yun.
Oh my God.
So
wait, I can't find the company. Ano yung company?
Akasa, ACASA.
Okay, go ahead.
So, one of them blatantly admitted that all the videos about Wilson were scripted. And then sinabi niya 7,000 yung binayad sa kanya, 1,000 yung cut nung kumuha sa kanya. Tapos,
in fairness, good job for the company.
What do you mean yung nag-hire?
I mean like
laki nung
good promotion. It's a furniture shop.
Ay, yung Akasa.
Oh.
Okay, gets. So anyway,
kasi it's such like a it's such an aesthetic company na furniture.
Ano nga?
Tapos parang bakit may mga TikToker na nang
yung ito Jim, yung wild dito.
Oh.
Hindi pala natapos doon.
Oh.
Remember that screenshot that they were sharing about like kung sino yung na-scam? Nakalimutan na lang tanggalin yung picture nung nag-screenshot.
Again.
The screenshot of like, okay, here. The same woman who filed the cyber libel case against Tim and me is the same woman who sent those influencers the screenshots. Screenshots of, ano, parang mga scammer. Parang, kumbaga, whoever fed them this screenshot, hindi na-delete yung picture niya.
Okay.
So, the picture is of the girlfriend of the ex-husband. Rachel lala. Carrasco.
So yung bagong girlfriend ng husband niya?
Yes.
Ex niya?
Yeah. Ang lala! So, traced.
Oh, right? Shit.
Ito, yung pinapost na yung pinapost ng mga TikTokers oh. Na screenshot that was sent to them, it's always that same picture.
Ang ingot naman ni girl.
Ayun ko. Labo. Carrasco is the current partner of Wilson's estranged husband, businessman Victor Consunji, with whom Wilson shares an 11-year-old son with. So in case you didn't know, Wilson and Consunji announced their split in September 2021, nearly 11 years after they got married. So ayun.
Damn.
Yeah. So see, Consunji has accused Wilson of adultery and cyber libel.
Gets si
Maggie.
Si ex-husband sued Maggie.
Accused Wilson of adultery and cyber libel, yes. Okay. Meanwhile, last February, he welcomed the child with the new girl, si Carrasco. Yung reaction ni Maggie Wilson, she revealed a number of things. Still not annulled, still no communication, still have an adultery charge, still getting demands every day, still blocked from seeing my son.
Maggie Wilson is, she's not seeing her son.
Yeah, that's very sad. Anyway, ito pa yung malalala, Jim. There's another group chat.
Oh.
It's, I think it's the same people, pero it's called Second Video. So parang, I guess, the second video thread nila. Parang, ayun o, I'll read it in different voices para magets mo. So, pero walang sumunod, wahaha, kaya nagkapare-pareho. Ha 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 ha, laro. Exactly, para lang may ma-post. Pero yeah, it's a campaign, ganun talaga, ha ha ha. Gagawa na ng second video, tas papasa ng draft ngayon na. Siguro sir at Benedict Paredes, before po ako gumawa ng second video, wait ko na lang po muna makuha TF ko. Ako rin, wala pa yung sa akin eh. Yes, walang problema. Yung mga nag-post today, bukas ang TF. Nag-off comment ako kasi kagabi, kaya naka-delay. Blah, 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 blah. And then sabi, wahahaha, sama-sama tayo sa kulungan if ever, eme, walang makukulong, hahaha. Pinost daw ako sa IG, haha, di ko naman makita. Dapat talaga may alam din tayo sa batas, hindi basis lang ang nakikita sa comment or sa post. Baba, alam nyo na dapat yan simula pa lang nung political campaign, wala naman nakulong na influencer that time.
Damn.
Gets?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that's like, it's an admission of like, this is also what we did.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
That's wild. So, ayun. Ayun, ito, this was the tweet by Kriksha of Inquirer. Maggie Wilson has done what us journalists covering disinformation have been trying to do for the past 7 years. Bring an entire coordinated network to its knees.
Grabe.
Grabe, no?
Grabe. Mga sindikato talaga yung nagaan yan, no?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, for updates on Wilson's case, follow her on Instagram and check out her pinned Instagram stories. This is all wild and I think I'm going to check like what's if there are any updates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. That maybe we should start a thread over at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Oh, nga, marami mga sleuth. That
super sleuth.
Yeah, additional info would be much appreciated. bit.ly/podkidsafterparty or share the stories of this podcast episode on Instagram. Yeah. Lastly, please join the newsletter of my new pod, bit.ly/lessanxious. It's number one on the pod. Number 31 on the podcast chart.
Wow! Yeah, congratulations! Yeah. Number one in my heart. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We back.
On Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Quintuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Magalona.